Hi, listeners. This is Wendy from Books and Wine, the podcast. I'm so glad to come back to you again one more time with a new episode. And today I'm speaking with somebody very, very special to Books and Wine, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Hello, my name is Mokami. I really like wine. And I like to read, and I am very fascinated by like how wine is made, where it comes from, and I hope to make be a winemaker soon in the future. In the meantime, I do reviews and I drink a lot of it.
Oh, okay, great. I think that's such a nice place to start as a, you know, future winemaker, potential winemaker. You just have to be consuming a lot of it, you know, so that you know what you like, what other people like. But before we go there, we've come some way, right? Yeah,
yes.
We met some time back at a Books and Wine event where you graciously hosted a couple of times. And how was that like for you? And how did you come to be just intrigued by wine?
Okay.
You know, like, where did it all start?
When I was at, it was fun hosting Books and Wine. I think I was, I don't know, 24, 25.
Yeah.
It was, if I look back now, it was big responsibility. Mm-hmm. But I think I did my best. I think people learned, which is all you can ask for. I did two.
Yeah.
One at IHAB and one in a cafe in Upper Hill.
Yeah, Empire, right?
Yes, that one.
Yes.
It was great. It was a big learning experience for me. I think hosting made me realize what side I, this is a true fact, hosting and realize what side of wine I like. I may not enjoy the like importing side, but the presentation and education I like. So thank you for that opportunity.
And that's a really nice thing. Like when you actually get to meet the people that are enjoying it, I think this is a lot more gratifying than dealing with the logistics and the
I'm not that
taxes
patient.
And da 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 da.
I'm not that patient, but if it comes, if I have to do it, I have to do it.
Yeah.
How did I get into wine? Well, it was an accident. I failed economics in first year.
Yeah.
And I could not graduate until I made up the credit points.
Uh-huh.
And my mom said to me, pick the easiest class because if you're here, you're here.
Yeah.
Like
you have to get that degree.
Yeah. There's no this. Well, the search in which I failed the points was inconsequential, and it was like you can pick anything.
Yeah.
So I went to wine tasting, which had points, and that was my highest grade the 3 years I was there.
Wow. So it just like you accidentally fell in love with this thing.
Yeah.
But I'm sure maybe you had drank wine before, or you had not.
No.
Never.
Box wine, sidri, hot white wine. See, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh wine my was God. Just like the quickest way to get drunk.
Yeah. But like what changed for you like interacting with wine from such a like a scientific point of view?
Maybe it's exposure. It's like how when I walked into your bookshop I was just like I did not know there was this many authors in the world.
Yeah.
And exposure brings curiosity, and if you explore the curiosity you learn.
Yeah.
And that is how I got interested in it. Like I didn't know different wines smell different until an expert teaches you how to pay attention to those differences.
Yeah.
Or they taste different, or their color is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that when like that light bulb goes off. And for me as well, my inspiration to start this Books and Wine, the whole Books and Wine thing, was a similar story. Well, I wasn't in school or anything, but I went to a wine tasting. And with my many, many years, I had never paid attention to wine like that. Like, yeah, okay, red wine, sour.
Yeah.
Sweet wine, sour, you know?
Layered.
And don't even think beyond surface level. Then I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so many layers to this thing. How have I never seen or had? How come there's nothing like, there's no platform that tells people these things? I know there's a platform that teaches sommeliers or people in trade. Or people in, but you as a consumer who just wants to drink a nice glass of wine, what information channels are there for you?
That's true. I like how you differentiated. Like yesterday I was debating the efficacies of avocado oil and packaging.
Yeah.
And the coach was just like, you have to, the same as wine. Like the information you give an expert like a sommelier is not what the customer cares about.
Exactly.
And right now what I think exists is content for professionals and experts, but for the kawaida person,
yeah,
they don't need to know the altitude in which the Tempranillo was grown. Yeah. They don't know, is it a hot or a cold place? That's it.
Yeah.
And that information is still very important. It might not be as technical, but that doesn't mean it's not a good thing to know.
Exactly. Which brings us to like, books and wine and just putting people in an environment where it's fun to learn.
Yeah.
It's not a classroom. You can learn by doing, in this case, learn by drinking. And guys leave like thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was so many, or what these names meant, or I never even paid attention to that thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And it's okay, like, don't let people in this life lie to you that your wine is a hard thing. Please, refuse that one. Kata kabisa.
Yeah.
It's, fundamentally, it's just alcohol.
It's grape juice.
It is fermented grape juice.
Yeah.
Like, at its core, there's little difference between this and Changa. Truly and honestly, cards on the table.
Yeah, like whatever it is doing to your brain and body is...
it's like a different feel.
Yeah.
Of course, wine has a longer history, which is great, but what the level you choose to understand and engage is still acceptable and it is great.
Yeah.
So don't feel like...
intimidated.
Yeah, that's just marketing, but they refuse it. There's a book here called Disrupt the Feminism, what is it?
Disrupt the Patriarchy.
Disrupt it.
Oh, great. Yeah, and I like that. Like, just demystifying that.
Yeah.
And whatever level of information you're comfortable with...
It's great.
Just be equipped with... some and don't feel like, oh, I need to be able to swirl the glass the right way and all that.
Even if you don't want to learn about wine, you want to drink nice things, it's also fine. It's also okay. Like, it's unless it's your job, don't put pressure on yourself.
Yeah, don't stress.
Yeah, do your best, whatever your best is, and you'll learn what you want, what you need to know, and it'll be a great experience.
But you've gone a step further since. I think that your fascination that might have started off as a class making up for grades, you went a little bit further and thought to jump into the industry at the, you know, from the beginning or from the start of the process.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to be a youth because there's no barriers in your head.
Yeah.
I have a vineyard.
Yay! Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, I think let's take a pause and just please say that one more time.
I have a vineyard.
Uh-huh. One out of only 10 people, I don't know how many people in Kenya can say have a vineyard, but yeah.
It's fun fact, people are buying land to plant grapes, eh? Fun fact for you.
Oh, great. Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah. Like past Maua or in Maua.
Mm.
But we digress. Mine will be the best. Don't get it twisted.
It already is.
So, yeah, I have a vineyard. Started off as a joke. I thought, why not try and make my own?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be very honest. I'm not a scientist. And I have no background in science. It was just like plant the grape and then we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
I've learned to be very patient with the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So no one can ever take that away from me.
Yeah.
I've learned that things take time and that wine is an expensive investment. This is why these champagne houses are the way they are. It's like you're not there at the start, so don't tell us how to do things today.
Yeah. And I think like any venture, especially even in agriculture to start with, it just comes with its own... First of all, the initial costs are not kidogo.
Yeah.
You have to have land, you have to have water, you have to have people manning the place.
You have to pay for it.
Yeah, and come check up on it every other day or whatever. And the investment in time.
Like wildlife, for pests, for droughts. It's honestly, guys, I don't know. It's a joy.
Yeah.
Every time I think I have nothing to do, I think about the vineyard. I'm just like, hey, I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm very busy.
I'm a farmer. But how has the journey been? How long has it been?
I want to say,
what is it like?
4 years. It's been great. My mom runs most of it because that is her farm. Mm-hmm. I just took a spot and said, "Uku ni kwangu."
Yeah.
I have not made wine yet. I can say for sure the grapes look less awful than at the start. Mm-hmm. I don't. That's just an act of God.
Yeah.
Because the first ones I got, just like imagine a raisin, and I imagine a grape. Like the how these grapes are growing on their own. Me, I'm very happy about it.
Yeah.
And they look healthier, and I want to make jam. At least I can start making jam. That is bare minimum entry.
Yeah, and I think even like the logistics or the realities of converting grapes into wine, if you think about like the licensing of making alcohol, there's just so many things that come.
There's many mountains to climb in the future. I'm ready for them.
Yeah, so I think I guess jam is
easy.
A good entry point. And
it's simple. Jam is not a hard thing, and it'll be good to interact with the grape. You know, like farming has a lot of byproducts.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you squeeze the juice out of a grape, you're left with the skin and the seed.
Yeah.
The seed can make grape seed oil, which can then make moisturizer, body wash, cooking oil.
Yeah.
Then the skin, I don't know what the skin can do, but I'm sure it's something amazing.
Yeah.
So farming is not linear.
Yeah, it's true. And I guess, like, once you open your mind to all the possibilities of it. But I think that's a lot of wine talk. I know you're also a reader.
Yes.
You enjoy books.
I do.
I just saw how when you walked into this space. So for the listener, the space is, we're at Somanami Books, which is a bookstore located at the Greenhouse.
It's lit.
On Ngong Road, and I saw how you walked in and your eyes opened up and were like, oh my gosh, what is this place?
I walked in holding ice cream, first of all.
Threatening to drink it on all the books.
I was so scared, so I stood outside.
Yeah.
No, it's great. I didn't know there was this many female authors. Let's just start there. I didn't know.
And authors of color.
Part two, I didn't know.
They are many, they are brilliant, they've been writing, they are still writing, and so this place sort of holds that space for that.
There's so much color. There's a page on Instagram I follow called The Eye Aesthetics of Joy, and it's like her content looks like this room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you should tag them.
I should check them out.
She's just like half color in your life. That is her whole manifesto.
Wow, and that makes you happy already, you know, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. Right. So what do you like to read? Are you reading anything at the moment? Yeah. What is bringing you joy?
And angst. I do like to read. I'm trying to read more.
Mm-hmm.
I like books that make me think.
Yeah.
Like I want entertainment, but I also want something that
provocative.
Will, yeah.
Like, leave me better than...
than I was when I opened this book.
Yeah.
Or at least teach me something new.
Okay.
I used to read a lot of novels as a child, but I guess that's what your mind can comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess as you get older, your understanding of the world changes, and I find myself reading books written in styles that I don't write in.
Ah.
So, I write for work, but I want to read something where even the phrases and the language is used completely differently.
Mm.
Because that's a side of language I don't understand.
And also it challenges you.
Yeah.
And it gives you something different. Like,
yeah.
Not just the story, but the style and the...
Yeah. And just how messages are communicated with different phrases and language.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading The Second Sex, which is a very old book on feminism.
Wow.
The first chapter...
That's like a classic, right?
It's a classic, but it's like it breaks women into... what is it? Biology, women and men, to biology and emotions and aspirations.
Yeah.
It is one of the hardest things I've had to read.
Okay.
It was gifted to me by a 22-year-old boy.
Oh, okay. The future is bright.
It was very...
If a 22-year-old man is reading The Second Sex.
Yeah, he was just like, I think you like it, happy birthday. And I was like, this is a very powerful book. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. Okay. I read it in doses.
Yes, that's the kind of stuff. Yeah, you just take it in bits. because I guess you want to digest it.
Yeah.
And if you run through the thing, by the end of it, you're like, okay, wait, what have I retained?
It's a book you read like the same sentence three times because you're just like, what exactly are you telling me?
Yeah. Okay.
My favorite book in the entire world is Love in the Time of Cholera.
Yes.
It's
Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Nothing can beat that. There's really nothing that can chapa that. Nothing.
I see your style and I respect it. I respect it. I think I read my first Marquez. Was it Love in the Time of Cholera? I'm not sure. But I think I read it and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
That was my first encounter with magical realism, with Colombian writer, with like my world had been so closed until then. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this?
Absolutely. Like read that book, you become hot.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, all right.
Yeah, I think it was 100 Years of Solitude. I think
that was hard to read, but it was a good book. That was complicated.
Yes, it's not easy. And yeah, I have some books I want to recommend to you just from that sentence.
How that book sat down for 100 years, like the sun stared down the shooting range and thought to his first time seeing a magician. Although the start of that book is also hectic.
Yeah. And for you to like remember the opening line of a book,
it shook me. That book shook me. I was like, what is this?
It didn't leave you the same way.
No, it did not.
So when you're not reading nonfiction, what else are you reading? What do you gravitate to?
In a bookshop?
Reading, yeah. Or what can you recommend to people?
I read books that don't glorify women suffering or African suffering because that is nonsense. Like,
amen.
I don't want to read about the struggle, the plight of women. Like, we've been reading about the plight of women.
We live it.
Yeah,
so,
like, I'm there.
I know the struggle.
It's okay. Perhaps,
and that's not the full experience, really.
Yeah, it's very narrow-minded.
Yeah.
I want to read something about someone living their best life and then doing it again the next day.
Amen. Black joy, women joy.
And that, and also like that black joy is not being an accolade. Like this is just your life. It's not an achievement to be happy. Like, it is an achievement to be happy, but like it's
not exceptional. Yeah. It shouldn't be.
It can't be the buildup of the book is for you to be happy. I also read sad books.
Okay.
Because life is not happy all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do it to myself, but I do read it.
And I guess sometimes it just depends on the mood. Sometimes you just want something to mirror what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Or to give you a different perspective on something.
Yeah. I like books written by women. I don't know if I'm going through an anti-man phase, but it's okay.
And you know what? I was having another conversation with somebody I highly, highly admire. And were like, the person is a man. No, like they always gravitate towards books written by women, and it's because the kind of emotional nuance they're always looking for in books happens to be just by books written by women.
Yeah.
So I don't. Yeah.
Women of color, specifically.
It is what it is, I guess. Yeah, women write differently.
Women have things to say.
And I think that emotional complexity of life, and
for the listener, I can tell you that I've just picked a book from the shelf. It's called Women Don't Owe You Pretty.
Women don't owe you a lot of things, actually.
Yeah.
And I think the minute we start to own that, women don't owe you a flat tummy. Women don't owe you straight hair. Women don't owe you
a conversation.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, and attention. Like, just because you think you said hi to me, like, I'm not obliged.
Don't talk. I'm not your friend, bruh. Don't talk to me. I don't know you.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. We digress, but let's.
Yeah.
It's funny how when you're alone, when you're by yourself, or men perceive you're by yourself, you get a different treatment than when you're with a male companion.
Yes.
Have you seen that? Like, yes. If you're working with a cousin or somebody or a colleague and you're by yourself, even if it's like from just vendors on the street, there's an entitlement to your space that, you know,
they feel is theirs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the minute somebody catches up with you and is walking by your side, you can feel that distance instantly.
Yeah. They,
and I'm like, the nerve.
It's like, I, anyways, to be a man must be a great thing, eh? Imagine having that power over men. Like, I would not know how to behave.
In this with, patriarchal world,
knowing yeah. what I know, if I could, to make, could make that space happen for myself, I would be the worst person on the street.
You'd replicate what the patriarch is doing
for like
us.
Half a day. Mm. But like, also there's so much room for goodness within yeah. that sort of influence. There's
yes,
a lot,
like wielding your power responsibly.
Yeah. Or teaching the next person how to command their space like that. Like, anyways, ECG.
Back to wine. Let us get back to wine because, yeah, the issues of women and womanly in this world.
It's life in general.
Hey, they are multiple and various and heartbreaking at times. Yeah, but also there's a lot of joy, really.
Yeah, I'm liking this phase of women celebrating themselves, especially men of color. Celebrating themselves. I'm a big
and each other
fan. Yeah. Like, you have a, you're doing great, have a great day.
And we just like, we just had IWD, International Women's Day celebration, and there was so much love and warmth, and I don't remember the last time I was just so happy to be a woman or amongst women. And it was, you
just
know,
so much goodness.
Just loving on each other and pouring into each other. It was just so
that's great.
Validating.
I mean, I'd love to hear, what is, how do you say it? Like a heterosexual man and a gender non-confirming person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Experiences as well.
Okay.
I'm sure they're very different, especially for IWD, because I remember on Twitter, he was just like, why are you celebrating this? And I was just like, why are you mad? Like, why are you upset?
Yeah. And the thing is this, like, what, if you're celebrating one thing or one person, it doesn't necessarily take away from the other people, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have an issue. Like, I'm not of that school of thought that... you're not taking away from people. Just being pro women doesn't make you
anti-man.
Instantly anti-man. No. You're just saying, for this moment, for this time, I'm holding space for this person.
Yeah. But I feel like people who are like, if you're pro man, you're anti-man, it's just...
I think it's shallowness.
Shallowness, and I would love to hear their argument for it. Me, I want to know. Because maybe there's something else we can't see.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't support it, but I'm like, tell me what you have to say. I'll listen to you.
Yeah. Like, let's...
Tell me
I'll
this
entertain
idea.
The,
yeah.
I'll entertain the aspect.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll look for them.
It's like people who are like, there's no global warming. I'm just like, talk to me. You have 5 minutes. Tell me why you're saying this.
Ooh.
I will listen and I'll walk away. But I'll have heard your part of the story.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll never know.
No.
Until, because most of those arguments just deteriorate into...
Personal...
Exactly, personal attacks, and into non...
It's not constructive.
Non-issues.
It's just like, oh my gosh, nah. And I'm like, this has nothing to do with anything. Why are you mad?
But the data, like, the data doesn't lie.
No, it doesn't lie at all.
So if you just want to make an argument based on what the statistics are, of what even things like, basic things like how much women earn versus... men earn for doing the same job.
So guys who are just like, oh my gosh, you can pay for a drink by yourself, see men have money. I'm just like, you need to walk away from me yesterday, please.
You know the kind of person I'm trying to have a conversation with, like, or to give space to.
There's really, like,
I'm not gonna spend my energy on you, eh?
No, it's also interesting. I was speaking to my friend the other day about like how you said there's different spaces if you're working with someone and when you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And also that transcends into even relationships with men. Like, I find it very interesting that where the line is between you go out with the lady and then you cater to her in a way that you wouldn't the next person.
Yeah.
Though it's still a lady. And I'm just like, what? Okay, I can understand the laws of attraction and like wanting to be more close to the other person.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just, if we're all friends, what is the difference here?
Like, if you're just looking at me as a, just another human being.
Yeah.
where is the bias coming from?
Exactly.
Like, where is the
gap?
I need to come here
and buy books on how to do something.
We need a different podcast for this conversation, you know.
But they can come and buy a book and learn about it.
Yeah, and I like that there's a lot of work that's been done in that space. There's a lot of feminist theory. By the way, just educate yourself, I guess, before you want to take up arms
and fight
people. Just like educate yourself on the work that's already been done.
Absolutely.
So you're reading The Second Sex.
I am, which
has brought us this far. And now we've solved half of the world's problems.
Yes, you're very welcome.
Are you reading anything else? Has there anything else that's given you joy in the past even year?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm reading a book. I read The Sex Lives of African Women.
Oh. Yes.
Like all of 2 days.
Okay. You're like, I'm not moving until I finish this.
It was a hot, but it's interesting, like beyond anything. It's just like people go through the same kind of nonsense, it's different degrees.
It's true.
Like all of them are the same thing.
And the universality, like, of that experience.
Yeah.
You know, somebody is in Trinidad and they're like, ah? Or is in Ghana and or is in Nigeria and you're like, ah? Or in Paris?
It's like, kumbe, all of us are going through the same thing.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I might shelve The Shadow King because it's a very difficult read for me.
Okay.
I've tried. It's been a good 3 months. I'm not moving past a third of the book.
Yeah, so this is The Shadow King by Maza Mengistu, right?
Yeah.
It's not an easy read. It's a very demanding read.
Yeah, it requires a lot of attention. It's not for going to sleep.
Yes, no. It's the kind of book that you read as if you're going to do an exam on.
Yeah.
And you have kind of to go back again and again. But what really helped, because I think I got through on my third try.
It's a lot of tries.
So what really helped me was that I went to Wikipedia and Google and just started looking at the context behind it.
Oh,
the war, okay. And what was happening around that time. It kinds of situates you in it because the book doesn't give you much. If you didn't know about the Italian invasion or Ethiopia's history, you might be like, what am I reading?
Like, with the outfits, I'm just like, what does this outfit mean? Then, like, it makes sense in my head.
And the music and all of that. So, like, wait, which part of the world is this? Like, what is going on here? So, it kind of helps.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's the kind of books that if you labor through, if you do labor through and come out the other end, it's so such a gratifying thing. Because at the heart of it is saying that, the records of war or... the story of war is always a very masculine story, right?
Yes.
Have you seen any monuments of even freedom fighters or women generals? So is it saying that women do, when war comes, the women were not there, they don't fight?
Oh, yeah.
So it's just correcting that narrative that, yes, women have been very central in the struggles for freedom and taking up arms. It's just that in the narrative, they're left out.
Yes, it also makes you wonder, like, who's been taking care of everyone who went to war? It's women.
And even just being in the front line.
Yeah, it's women.
Yeah.
But just because you're not throwing, like... Yeah, I see what you mean. She's changing. Now I'll read the book. Now I understand. I'm going to
so
read
that's
it.
Why, like, the characters in the story are very... As it goes, you'll see. And it's the whole, like you're saying, it's taking the care of people... The
emotional support,
logistics, you know, the messengers, the people passing intelligence messages around, sourcing for supplies
in the desert,
going to the front line. I mean, the whole spectrum.
Like, just being told whatever happens, that then we come back, you have to deal with us, is not an easy responsibility to give anyone.
Yeah, and even just collecting the pieces of the war and the aftermath of it. So from that perspective, like when I got to understand the context and everything, I had a lot of drive to push through.
Okay, now I'm inspired to read through. I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. Give it another try.
No, I know.
So you also do, you talk about wine and you educate about wine, and you're on Instagram, you do some content on Instagram as well. How can people find you?
Shout out to Instagram influencers. You all do a lot of work. Respect you out here. We're inspired by you when it's not easy. So my Instagram for wine is Vine Plus Wine. Mm-hmm. So VineplusWine. Mm-hmm. It's a play on words from vineyards, viticulture to
wine.
I've been inactive for a long time, but I need to come back. So look out for new posts.
No. It's fine. By the way, like, I'm sure they've not even read all the posts that you put up, which was a lot of work.
Thank you. I'm on the, my thing is wine is fun.
Yeah.
It is, it's just fun. It does cost more than anything else on the shelf, but for me, that's just like, we're going to pay more for it, I better enjoy everything inside it.
Exactly. And that's a philosophy I fully subscribe to. Like, it shouldn't be work.
Yeah.
It should be fun. So even if, like you're saying, like you've not posted in a while, that's fine. Like, whenever your life allows you to just give it space, you'll do that, right? It's not an exam. It's not...
competition.
Exactly.
It's not for harakishing. That's why I'm eyeing this book of yours called The New Daughters of Africa, so I keep turning there.
Ah, New Daughters of Africa. It's a heavy, big book, but it's so...
Yeah.
It's a collectible, I believe.
Okay.
Because you have all the women from... Okay, not all the women, but notable writers from the Africa and the diaspora, and basically everybody. And the thing I like with anthologies, which is like this is a collection of many people writing, is you'll find it'll give you an opportunity to meet a writer for the first time. And from then, like, it's a short story maybe it's they put in a short story or a poem or an essay. You'll be like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this person exists. And then you can start your
research on that person.
What else have they written? What else have they published?
Wow.
So if you're still with us this long.
Which you are.
Yes, which you are, because you can hear this message. you can find Mukami at...
Vine Plus Wine.
Vine Plus Wine. Oh gosh, that's a wordplay.
It is. It took a long time to come up with it.
And you did well. Vine Plus Wine. On Instagram at Books and Wine. Woo! Same. We're on Instagram at Books and Wine. On Twitter, Books and Wine. And that's it for us.
Yeah, have a great rest of your day. I don't know. Whatever you are, have a great time.
Yes, and take the time to love on a woman.
Yeah.
I think this is a tick out for this episode, right?
And drink more good wine.
And drink more good wine. And just find the whatever information that you're comfortable with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Learn more, enjoy more.
Challenge yourself more.
Yay. And till next time, see you.
Bye-bye.